Isn't it a beautiful day?
Yes.
And I believe more than anything, I want to think about Christ victorious forever. I want to share some thoughts I've had of late concerning truth in the church. And I pray that this is something that glorifies God. I believe that we have the Church of the Living God. And I have learned so much about Jesus Christ from Brother Don. And I'm going to miss him. That man was like a father to me. And he was a father to many, I believe. And that's the beautiful thing about Christianity. We can be fathers, brothers, and sisters to many people. We may not even have children, but we could have close associations just as close, and I'm grateful for that. And I have spent so much time with Brother Don over the years, 7,000 hours I estimate talking with him, going back and forth. And Brother Marty and I are mathematicians, so I did the math of the number of trips I went to Alabama and added up how that number came about. And it's just so much that I can't believe. And so I have such beautiful memories of talking with this man who I believe loved Jesus with all his heart. And he understood the Son of Man versus the Son of God. He understood the now kingdom. He understood the purpose of the church. He understood so much. Yet he was a simple man. He didn't have a lot of money, but he was rich. And if I could, I feel like that's what we all should strive to be, rich in the Lord. I believe that Revelations gives us a beautiful picture of the now victorious Christ and how he is our Lord and Savior, and that he did save his people from their sins. I want to share some verses. By the way, I want to see him when I get to heaven, and Sister Emma. I want to see my Lord first, but I believe that the Lord said, "Well done, that good and faithful servant." I really do. I want to share a little bit about the church and about truth, because I believe that's what I got from him. And the word church or churches is mentioned 111 times in the whole Bible, 18 times in Revelation. Chapters 1 through 3, but not mentioned again until Revelation 22:16. God, the world thinks that the church not mentioned means that it's raptured. No. There's so much beauty in that book. How Jesus is not only victorious, but he came to rule and reign as a king, and he is the person who came in the lineage of David, and he's ruling and reigning right now. Forgive me. Every one of the people whose names in the Lamb's Book of Life will be regenerated.
And praise God, yes.
Doesn't matter. Even if you're a little baby, one cell big, God knows our DNA. He knows who we are. Jesus knows who we are. So, We need to understand that this book has so much to offer us, the covenant of grace, those churches that are mentioned, the first seven churches, they're no longer around. But we are offshoots from that. I don't want this church to die. I want it to continue on to be a church that proclaims the truth. In 1 Timothy 3:15, it says, "But if I tarry long, thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth." So, like Pilate says, what is truth? We know what truth is. And there's a lost and dying world and time salvation out there that needs to know the truth. We can't do anything for anybody to get them saved eternally. Jesus has already done that. And at 3 p.m. on that day, the sixth, ninth hour, he bruised the head of Satan. I believe that he won and he was glorified. And he had the ability to say, "It is finished now." He was resurrected spiritually. Because for 3 hours, he was cut off by his Father. In Isaiah 53 and Psalms 22, all those verses picture that moment. In Revelation 8:1, it says there was a half hour of silence in heaven when God the Father, the Son of God, and the Holy Spirit poured out their wrath on Jesus Christ, the Son of Man. And you say, wait a minute, the Son of God? Well, they're all three in one. And that's not my message this morning. He suffered as a man, a perfect man with perfect blood, with perfect everything to fulfill the law to a jot and tittle, and that he was cut off and bore our sin. And when God the Father was satisfied, he restored fellowship with him, and he raised him from the dead spiritually. That's the picture of us. Before we're born again, we're dead to God. We can't please God. So you would say, we're never going to know completely exactly what happened during those 3 hours. But we know, according to the scriptures, what he did accomplish. And here's the beauty of it. Legally, we were in him. So it's such a perfect understanding. The truth is so beautiful that he's 100% successful and that he can save all the way down to one cell baby. He can born again John the Baptist before he comes from the womb of Elizabeth. We have a great God. Amen. We have a great Savior. And we need so very much to be used of God like Brother Don was. He understood so much. And he shared with me stories of how he was criticized from time to time, teaching and preaching some of the truths that I believe we all need, but they weren't ready for it. And he would go from place to place teaching and preaching, and I'm so glad that he came to Dallas Primitive Baptist Church in 2002. And I remember on the porch at Macedonia talking with him for the very first time. And I knew something was different about this man. And that began many years of talking, some 7,000 hours, I don't know. But the hours were there, going to and from Alabama. And that's why I believe in all of my heart there may be a work over there, and that God will use that one day. greater way. The Mosleys are there. Another child's going to be born in May, the 12th child. Brother Marty and Sister Sandy have come there. I'm not asking for anybody to come, but I want that to be a place, a refuge, a camp of saints about in that holy city where we declare the truth. I don't understand why the dam broke a few weeks ago. It's going to be fixed. I spoke with the contractor this morning. It'll be fixed. Thousands of fish died that day. And it hurts. But the Lord will make it well. That's not what I want to talk about, but I want to concentrate a little bit about the pillar and ground of the truth and what Brother Don to me means in 2 Timothy 2, 1 through 4. It says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." He taught me, and now I'm teaching others. But I've been doing this for years, but he helped sharpen my focus. Some of the most memorable words I have with Brother Don was when I said something and it wasn't completely right, down to the word, he said, "Say it right, Brother Mike, because if you don't say it right, people will get the wrong idea, and maybe it will not be good for them." So from that point on, I have tried my very best to say it right, and I'm not perfect, and he's not perfect, but he was able to commit to faithful men, and I hope to be a man like that who shall be able to teach others also. And that's what we need to do. "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." Jesus Christ himself said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." We understand that. We understand that the church is the pillar and ground of the truth. And we are so thankful that Jesus Christ is the head of the church. And that we can be married to him, I believe, through baptism. Baptism is a ceremony. Consummation comes later. Jesus Christ, God, I believe, adds to the church daily such as should be saved. But an answer to a good conscience is to follow him. When he had a death, burial, and resurrection for those 3 hours, at the end, when he was restored, he said, "It is finished. Father, in thy hands I commend my spirit." He had the ability to lay down his life. That would scare me very much if I said I want to die and then I die. But he had the ability, he was glorified, and he finished his work. And he bruised the head of Satan. He fulfilled Genesis 3:15. The seed of the woman did bruise the head of Satan. And I'm so grateful for that. In John 18, that I mentioned earlier, Pilate therefore said unto him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, so he was on trial. "Thou sayest that I am a king," Jesus said. "To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth." "Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." Pilate saith unto him, "What is truth?" There's a lot of people out there asking, what's the truth? There's a lot of people hearing wrong information about what the truth is. And we need to be faithful to share. Not to make other people feel down that they don't know the truth like we know. just share what you know. And in the time that you have, I'm not trying to puff myself up, but all the years I flew for Delta and all the years that I was in the military, I shared what I knew, but Brother Don sharpened it even sharper, and I was able to share with many co-pilots the truth. I can't fly for Delta anymore. That's done. But there's a lot of people that heard the truth, and I jokingly say that's why God created autopilots, so that we could share the truth. And I'm so grateful for that. And to see people all over the world in different religions and not look down on them. Well, they're Hindus, they're Buddhists, they can't go to heaven. Yes, they can. I have seen love in people in Japan, in Korea, and all over this world. And they would give their shirt off their back to you. But they don't know much. God knows him. Amen. And so, I want to end with this story about leprosy. And I believe that many of us have experienced leprosy. The flesh gets in the way and messes up our lives. And that's one of the things that Brother Don understood so well. He understood the warfare between the old man and new man. He understood putting Ishmael away and her law service mother. He understood these beautiful principles that have shaped my life in a way that I was able to teach others. And hope and pray that I said it right. And I hope what I'm saying this morning is right. And forgive me if it isn't. We know the story of the 10 lepers that came to Jesus and only one came back to thank him. In Luke 17:11-21, and I'll close after this. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." All 10 of these were already born again, but they had leprosy. Okay. Their flesh was rotting. Spiritually speaking, we have varying degree of leprosy, and we need that to be healed in our lives because we need the truth, and I think the truth will help that leprosy to go away. And we got to stay close to him. And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go show yourselves unto the priest." And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Beautiful. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. I want to be that one leper that comes back and thanks God. And fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger." And he said unto him, "Arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole." And when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, 'Lo here or lo there,' for behold, the kingdom is within you." And that's what I love so much, that we have a now kingdom, and that's what Brother Don shared with me. And that city, I hope we're in the city right now looking at the tree of life, but I believe with all of my heart that that city And the understanding's been available for the last 2,000 years. It's not something you put off in time out in the front, and the tribulations and all the things that are going to happen, but yet the church is raptured. That's not true. We that book has been written for us for the last 2,000 years to show the now kingdom that Jesus Christ will judge the nations and has judged the nations. And one day the Spirit of God, I believe, is going to allow Satan, release him from that situation. He's going to bring one last world governance. And we got to be ready for that. Many people don't want to think about that, but there are so many things in Revelation, I believe, with the imaging, with the things. We have got to stay close to Jesus Christ and the truth and share, because the world needs the truth. That the world of Jesus, children need the truth. The unjust, as I shared one Sunday, they don't care about the truth. But we do, and we should. So I'm thankful for that one that came back, and Brother Marty can share with you this, what had to be done with the two little birds, whatever, and that's such a beautiful example of Jesus Christ. And I will hope that we all would be that one leper that comes back. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I am so grateful for what you have done and what you continue to do in the lives of your children. We ask that you would help us to see your face and to love thee with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, that we would be delivered from our own spiritual leprosy and sicknesses. You bore our sicknesses and infirmities in your own body. You're so precious. And we ask that you would help us to be able to share the truth and say it right. Because your children need to hear the truth. And may we be as that one leper that comes back. Please bless the rest of the service and forgive me for taking so long this morning. I'm sorry. Forgive me for not saying it right. And I pray that if anything I've said today is wrong, may it be stripped out of our hearts and minds. But only those things that are true is what I want to seek and share as many of your children do, but they need a mentor like Brother Don. They need someone who would be willingly, spiritually, to wash your feet. And this man was truly a servant of God, and I thank you. And Brother Don, if you can hear me, I love you. Please help these that are sick. Please forgive us. Thank you for your love and blessings. Please help this nation, oh God. We need to repent. We need to forsake the idols of Baal, Astaroth, and Moloch. We are doing so badly as a nation, Lord. And I ask that you would help our leaders to seek truth, justice, and accountability. Thank you for all your love and blessings, and please bless Brother Marty as he comes before us. In Jesus' name, amen.